This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about that?
Well, I think at this point, if you were to say that, oh, man, I'm just terrible. Everything's the worst. I think I'd fall off my chair.
Well, yeah.
People would drive off the road.
Oh, my gosh. You know, my goal is always to make it to Saturday. If you can make it to Saturday, you're going to make it.
My goal is to make it to Saturday.
That's right. That's always my goal. You got to make it to Saturday. I mean, you know, you can let all this stuff affect you all week, but if you can make it to Saturday, you're going to be all right.
I know, right? Well, yeah, you know, Saturday's the free day, I guess. Most people don't have time restrictions. We don't have to hurry. We don't have to hustle. We don't have to bustle. We can kind of get up, you know. And the weird thing is, you ever notice that, like, when you have to get up during the week, and say you get up at the same time on Saturday as you do Monday through Friday, it's different to get up at the same time just naturally when you don't have to, like, go to work or you have to be someplace in a certain amount of time. Even if you get up at the same time on Saturday or even Sunday, it has a totally different spin on the day when you can just get up and just kind of do whatever. It's very different.
But I don't think anybody gets up early on Saturday because, you know, you've got the day to yourself and you can just relax, get up late. You can make something wonderful or you can go out to breakfast. You can do either one.
Oh, yeah.
And plan your day. You can go on the patio. You know, all these people tell me they have coffee on their patio. I don't drink coffee, so that's out. But there's, you know, you can go outside and enjoy the morning.
Or a Dr. Pepper.
That's right. A diet Dr. Pepper's always there, always ready.
It's the best way to start the day.
It is. You got to start it with that, frankly.
We've all got to have our thing, our whatever that thing is, to get us through, to get the day started, or whatever it is, whether it's Dr. Pepper or coffee or tea, or some people have a milkshake. Oh, a milkshake sounds good.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody has milkshake in the morning. They might.
They should.
I just don't know.
Somebody needs to come up with some kind of like a breakfast milkshake.
I imagine that would be easy.
Yes.
You'd still have to put fruit in it.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, maybe like raspberries and chocolate.
Oh, gosh, that'd be rich, wouldn't it? Raspberries and chocolate. Wow.
Yeah. Or if they could create like a pancake milkshake, that would be great.
Oh, my gosh, you're going too far now.
It is. I just don't know when to stop.
That's right. A pancake, but I don't know about that. The others, I would be all for.
Oh, I know, right? I just one of these days, I'll just see, this is why you need to come up with the ideas for good stuff. I've lost control.
You always put chocolate in whatever it is, so
that's
it doesn't
true.
Matter.
That's
yeah,
true.
You always come up with a chocolate idea.
Well, you know, it was so weird because last night I thought about you because I realized, you know, here we are, you know, August 14th, and I got to doing a little bit of math in my brain. I was working on something else, and it crossed my mind. We're like 4 months away. In 4 months from now, we'll be past Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Which is 12 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, okay, August, September, October, November, December. It's like, oh, Lord, we'll be in the middle of December in 12 weeks from right now. And I thought about you, and I thought, I wonder if I should mention that. And I decided not to.
I don't know if you should mention that. 4 months.
Yeah. That's
4 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 weeks from now, I think we'll be done with Thanksgiving already.
Wow, it's going fast, isn't it?
And you know what
that means. I'm not quite ready to talk about that yet.
Yeah, that was a surprise. That'll wake you up in a hurry on a Saturday morning.
That will. I mean, my gosh. I'm still working on the fact that I was driving my grandson, the five-year-old, to school this week, and there was a hairbrush laying on the console. He picked it up and started brushing my hair. Come find out it was the dog's hairbrush.
Oh.
And he brushed my hair with the dog's hairbrush. Oh, my gosh. That was a first for me. I share a lot of things with the puppy, but I didn't know I was going to share that.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
At our house, you never know what's going to happen next. There's always some kind of a big surprise, you know.
There is. There's always an adventure at the Bagby house, and it's the kind
there
of thing
is.
Where you were to install just like regular cameras, like mount them up in the ceiling and just like watch and record everything. It could literally just be edited without even trying, edited into some kind of a reality show, and you could make a fortune that way.
I think you could. You know, I see all these things on their iPads and all this, and these little videos, those people get paid for all that, and I'm in shock.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they make a
shock.
Fortune. Yeah.
I just don't know what to think.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is a lot of that is, you know, all these reality shows, they've all got some kind of a plot that they're going for, or they're somewhat scripted, or kind of planned out a little bit, or, you know, whatever it is. Yours, things that go on at your house are completely random, unplanned.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought the dog's hairbrush was in my car? Oh, my gosh.
And you would have got your hair brushed with it. That's nice.
That's right. You know, I was going down the road the other day after we'd picked the puppy up from the vet, and I had a glass of water sitting there, and he just leaned over and drank out my glass. I go, my gosh, you know.
You've got one of those households that's really open.
I think it is. I mean, we're sharing a lot of things I wasn't planning on sharing with Puppy. And he just thinks it's fine. He isn't worried.
No, he ain't worried. He thinks it's cute, and we all think it's funny.
It is pretty dadgum funny when you think about it.
It may not be funny at the time when you realize, oh, my goodness, I just had my hair brushed with a puppy's brush. It's probably not funny at the time.
And the five-year-old didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, why not?
He didn't see anything wrong with that.
You didn't, after you had your hair brushed with puppy's brush, you didn't have any urge to go buy, you know, and eat like milk bones or anything, did you? Or
No, it didn't affect me that way.
So
thank
far.
Goodness. So far. You never know. I might change.
Well, geez, before you know it, you'll have a place setting at the table for dinner, and he'll be like sitting in the chair at the table and cutting meat with his own hands or paws and just sitting there eating like people. It's coming. I'm telling you.
You never know.
You never know. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I will say you do have some amazing stories that you don't hear from anybody else, only you. That's true.
Well, things do happen, you know. I mean, it's a little different.
it's not just
a straight-out deal, you know.
Between the books and the reality shows and the things that you alone could come up with, you could completely change entertainment and everybody's lives just by putting these things into place.
That's exactly right.
So this week, I know last time we talked, there was some, the Ginsburg policy was, I guess, on the line, so to speak. And so we were kind of touch and go. It's just like, you know, is this going to be filled? Because it's such a great policy. So is there an update on that at all?
The update on Ginsburg, it's finished. It's went to the bank. We're in closing. It's been a fabulous week. All the clients responded. My gosh, everybody was calling. They were sending money in. They transferred money in. It's just been a delightful week. I love doing Ginsburg. The response was tremendous.
Wow.
Tremendous.
That's amazing.
So we have put that to bed. That $5 million policy has been put to bed. We're through. We're in closing now. We're going to get it closed and get contracts issued.
That is fantastic.
It is, because, you know, before we really wanted it, and the man was too sick to do it. And now that he's out of the hospital, he gave us first crack. So we were glad to do it, and everybody responded. They wanted in it. And a lot of people put extra in it because they thought it was such a good policy, being brain cancer, that they came and put more money in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have several doctors that have their money with us, and they all put their money in it.
Really?
I mean, everybody was excited about it. I was excited about it. So we have finished it up. It's just been a red letter week.
Wow. That is fantastic. That is such a, because I know, you know, the way the year has gone, it's been such a strange first half of 2021. And it's like, this is one of those policies that, you know, because you were talking about it back in January, and then, you know, like you said a second ago, he was too sick and you couldn't go through with it, and it just kind of like you had to walk away from it. And now to have a second chance at such an amazing policy like this, that doesn't happen to begin with. And then all of a sudden it seems like this one policy, what, $5 million you said, right?
Yes, it's a $5 million policy. It's going to pay 27%.
Wow.
We've escrowed for 3 years, you know. So we've got plenty of coverage on it. It's just everything is right down the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had 750 pages of medical. So, we had this thing covered. We knew what we were doing. We'd read all the medical, all the reports on it. You know, we had everything. So we were really versed on everything about the man, and we were ready.
Yeah, and it seems like it didn't. You'll have to correct me, but it seems like between the first go around and the second go around, when this policy came back, it seems like the LE changed a little bit.
It did. We started out at 30 months back in January, and it's now down to 27.
Wow!
Since he was hospitalized, and you know that when they operated on him that second time, they were unable to resect all the brain because it was too bad. They couldn't go all the way through there and do it. So, you know, we took that in consideration. We took all of his medical in consideration. That's why we liked it and wanted to be sure and do this policy.
Wow. And it almost seems like this could be characterized as a almost like a turnaround policy for, you know, the whole year, really, when you look at it.
I think so, because it being a brain cancer one, it's the most serious kind that you can have is a brain surgery.
Wow.
And he's had it twice, and the last time they had to pull back out because they could not do it.
Wow. Man. Congratulations on getting that thing done. I know it was one of those things where it's like, man, this is a great policy. You know, the what did you say, 27%?
27%. Everybody responded on Monday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, we had it finished up, I think, Wednesday.
Wow.
And we were adding it up to make sure we had the right amount of money. And we had called everybody. We'd sent them emails, and they all responded. Some were late getting in because they'd been busy and hadn't returned the calls. A gentleman called on Wednesday. He said, "Am I too late? I've been real busy and didn't get back to you." Then another gentleman called and said, "What is the maximum I can put in this policy?"
Wow.
And we had a lot of people say that. And they looked around to see what they had, and you know, they just brought it over to us. So it was really a red letter week. It's a tremendous policy, and we're all in it. So we're, you know, it's went to the bank. We're in closing, and it's a good thing.
Good deal. Good deal. It's a really big policy and a really big shift for things.
It is. And the other thing, the HAKE policy, H-A-K-E, it matured. It's $400,000.
Really?
So that'll be the beginning of payout on that.
Wow. Wow.
So there's a lot of good things happening at our place.
Man, when you said it's a red letter week, my goodness, it just keeps getting better and better. Wow.
Yes. And, all good things have happened this week.
Man, it seems like, it's almost like, one or two policies like this can really turn things around in a hurry. Not that the first half of the year was bad or anything. It was, by no means was it, a terrible, this is doom and gloom.
But remember, we had trouble getting policies there.
I know.
For a while. So it slowed the progress down, slowed their profit down because we couldn't get policies. And now, like one guy said, I'm all in. And this is like, you don't have to buy several small policies because you're in this big one.
Yeah.
And I think this will be a tremendous return. I think we're all going to be excited about it and be watching it.
Wow. Wow. That's just fantastic. That's congratulations on such a great week this week. It's well deserved. A little celebration is in order, I think.
Well, and another thing we've done this week, in addition to the people that check our policies all the time, they check Social Security for us and all these other places, to see when we have a maturity. And so we decided on our own this week, in addition to them doing us paying them for it, we're going to go every week and check every policy ourselves. And that was how we found Hakey yesterday. Because it had already matured and we'd not been informed. So we're going to do a second deal in addition to the other people to see, to really stay on top of these maturities.
Wow. Now that's new thing.
Yeah, this
right?
is something new. We're going to start doing ourselves and check every one of them because, this last year, three of them slipped through the cracks and we didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And, we don't know how it happened. I know that one lady that lived in New Mexico, her stepson said she had passed away. And we looked all over. We couldn't find it. I checked obituaries in the state of New Mexico like it was, I went over every obituary for a year. I checked with all the funeral homes. Couldn't find her at all. We
really?
Could not find her. And so we decided maybe she hadn't really died. Because we checked every way you can. And we finally called the stepson back and said, we will pay you if you can prove that she's really passed away.
Really?
And he did, for a fee.
For a fee.
For a fee, he did it. And we proved it up. But it's the only one I've ever heard of that was not listed anywhere. Because you always have an obituary that you can look up, 6 months later or a month later.
Yeah.
And, there's a Social Security you can go to. And this lady slipped absolutely through the cracks. How she did it, I don't know.
It's fascinating. I didn't even know that was even possible because there's so many things.
I'm thinking that she didn't have a funeral. I'm thinking she must not have had a funeral because it wasn't available anywhere. And usually if we want to look an obituary up, we can pull it up. But there was no evidence of that lady.
Wow. That's a one in a million.
It was strange because her husband, he was a prominent lawyer out there. When he died, there was his obituary. We didn't have any trouble finding it.
Yeah.
He was not a client of ours, but we had his name being her husband, and we found him right away.
Wow.
But nobody could find her. So that tells me, I don't believe she had a funeral. I don't believe somebody just buried her.
Yeah.
Because there was no evidence of it,
I wonder when was that? When did that happen? Was it this year or last year?
Last year.
Yeah, I wonder if it was maybe like a COVID thing and they couldn't do anything.
I had thought about that. That's probably what in the heck it was, because I kept thinking, I just couldn't find her.
Wow, that's so weird. And so now you just now started checking every single policy yourself.
We're checking every policy ourselves now. We just started that this week. So I think we'll be on top of things. It's be a double deal.
Man.
We'll know exactly what's going on.
That sounds, it sounds like something that would take an awful lot of manpower to...
It does, but, you know, we're going to do it anyway.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, it's fantastic, but wow, to take that, to take on that kind of undertaking is a regular... Now, that's a regular thing going forward now, right?
It's a regular thing going forward. We're going to be checking these.
Wow.
Every Monday morning, we're going to be... And it'll take a day, at least, maybe a day and a half to check it.
Wow.
Because we have so many policies. We've got 100-something policies.
Jeez.
But we're going to start checking them, and we'll really be on top of it.
Wow, you know, it's one thing when you've got to rely on other people and other agencies and things to do what they do in order to do what you do. But man, any chance to eliminate, I guess, that middleman and just kind of go, you know, straight for the information yourself. You have more control over that that data. You have more control over the process. I would imagine probably in the long term, what this means for investors is that there may be, you know, a less of a delay. Maybe in getting, you know, everything kind of wrapped up.
Well, because of that virus deal, you know, a lot of the agencies weren't even open all the time.
Oh.
You know, they've just now opened up again. But now that they've got all these cases, they may still a lot of them be staying home. But that's what happened last year. We were delayed because we couldn't get death certificates.
Yeah.
We had to get Jim Orr on a lot of the deals in order to get the death certificates.
Yeah.
And he had to get a hold of, you know, different people and put carriers going to those different places because we couldn't get death certificates.
Wow. You know, the great thing about the great thing about what you do is if there's a situation that comes up, not only do you find a solution, but if you can streamline and speed up the process, you find ways to improve things from what they were. And that's really kind of fantastic, except when it comes to New Jersey. I know how you feel about that.
That's right. We know about New Jersey. You can't get anything done in New Jersey, let me tell you. They have their own way of doing things, let me tell you. It's a little different, folks.
Yeah. Good thing they don't hear this.
I know. They might come down here and do me under. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's fantastic. A lot of really great things, it sounds like, are going on right now. And I mean, it's kind of like a, I don't know, why I don't want to say a shift, but man, there's a lot of great momentum that is happening
right
now for
and
investors.
I'm going to Midland this next week.
What?
I've got several people that wanted copies of their portfolios. They want to go over those portfolios. So I'm going to Midland to meet with quite a few people on their portfolios. I'm meeting with some new clients. So, you know, it's going to be a busy week. I've got all kinds of things on the agenda.
Wow. Lord, it sounds like a really, really busy week. Is this, speaking
right.
of new clients, is this a good time for people to get into life settlements, maybe that hadn't done it before?
I think so, because I'm looking at three policies right now, now that Ginsburg's finished, and they're all pretty good. One's 18 months, there's a 5 month, and a 30 month.
Wow.
They all look pretty good to me. And we're going to see what the premiums are. If the premiums aren't high, we're going to bid them. I turned some down years a couple because the premiums were just they went up every year.
Really?
Yeah, and so we try to stay away from those. As you know, we want it under 3%, and lately all the ones we've been doing is like 1.7 or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, you know, when you're looking at these policies and you're thinking, geez, do we want to bid on this? You know, you're looking at a lot of different things. It's not that, you know, a piece of paper comes over and it says, you know, whatever it says at the top, you know, okay, stage 4 throat cancer or whatever. And then you're like, okay, let's just do that. You're really analyzing these things and really looking at, you know, not only the LEs, the life expectancies, you're looking at the terms, you're looking at premiums, you know, in case there are any, you're looking at, you know, all these different things. And it's really one of these things that for anybody who's never done a life settlement before, it seems, you know, kind of like, man, there's so much information involved with this type of an investment. It's not just willy-nilly and, you know, maybe, you know, through the roof one day and the bottom may fall out the next. It seems like it's a much more stable, a much more solid foundation type of investment than really anything else that I can think of. Is that about...
I think it is, too. And, you know, we've got some that a lot of them do come in early. A lot of them are on time. And then the ones that have went over, a lot of them are those old policies that we just haven't got rid of yet. We, you know, we've still got three of those that we're working toward, you know, getting rid of. We've got a few others that have went over. And we go back and analyze this and say, okay, what happened on this medical? You know, did he go to clinical trials? When they go to clinical trials, it will delay your death by about a year. And it doesn't cure them. And then sometimes they're kicked out of those clinical trials. Sometimes they don't finish them. Sometimes they finish them and then, you know, it goes right back to where it was.
Yeah.
You know? And we notice that a lot. And we try to look at that when we're doing the policy. Are they in clinical trials? Have they been? Are they in Mexico? I looked at a breast cancer policy this week. Oh, they've given up on traditional treatment. Well, that's a sign that they're not going to make it. You know, they're going on over to Mexico and going to do all these things they do over there. And it is not going to cure them. I don't understand it.
Wow. Yeah, you've got a lot of his. You study this.
Especially breast cancer.
Yeah.
You know, because it is deadly. Because nobody wants to do the surgery. They don't want to do a lumpectomy. But, you know, if it's already in the lymph nodes under your arm, they open those up and they check every one of them.
Wow.
And if it's already in the lymph nodes, you know, you need to be doing something fast. If it's not in the lymph nodes, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple if you can keep it out of the lymph nodes. But most cancer does spread to the different lymph nodes in your body. And that it's a spreader. And then it goes to the other parts of your body through your lymph nodes.
Wow. And that's what really kind of accelerates.
It does. Because once it gets in all the lymph nodes, it'll spread that up and down your body.
Mm-mm-mm. And these are the kinds of things that you look at when you're looking at these policies. And so if there's something that, you know, maybe looks great, you know, for a number of points, you know, aspects, elements to it, it may get down to something like that. And you may kick it out and you're like, no, this is just not. It started to look good. It started to look, you know, hey, this is going to be a really great policy. And then you'll come across something like that. You'll even look at like their lifestyle. So if they're like, out golfing, you know, you're looking at that and say, no, they're not in that bad of a shape. So
yeah, and we had one several years ago. The guy was out playing golf with his doctor, so we knew he wasn't sick.
Wow.
You know, he's just about halfway sick. Wasn't real sick, but the people that are sick, you know, somebody's driving them to the doctor. They're under treatment. They're under radiation, they're under chemotherapy or immune therapy, or infusion therapy. You know, they're under treatment right now when they're really sick.
Mm-mm.
And then we look at the ones that return. Lots of times the cancer, they'll say, well, in 18 he had the cancer, we think it's all gone. Then we find out in 21 it came back.
And that's an indicator.
You know, they're right back where they started. And when it returns that second time, it's going to get them. There ain't any doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a lot of historical data to kind of back that up, I guess.
We really do. We've examined all this many, many times. And when that cancer returns that second time, it doesn't seem like there's a way to stop it. And the other thing is if they're obese. I discuss this with my doctor all the time. You know, we talk about these a lot. And like he said, he agrees with me that if you've got cancer and you're obese, it's going to be hard to make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as people look at this and they're saying, you know, golly, you know, there really is no other investment that is so well-informed. And it's all based on historical data. It's not just a guess. It's not just, you know, well, we think. There's a lot of science behind this. There's a lot of, because the, first of all, the cornerstone of the entire, concept is that you're only bidding on stage four cancer policies. It's not like, you know, there's, you know, some guy is, you know, wanting to sell his policy so that they can get in the RV and travel around the country. Those aren't the thing. And they may expire in 20, 30, 40 years. And you're not interested in anything like that at all.
No. And when I come in the other day, a company sent me all these and they were like 7 years. And those people are not sick.
What?
If they say 7 years, what in the heck is wrong with you? Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's anything wrong with you. I mean, that's a normal deal. You've got at least 7 years. But the ones that are 30 months, 34 months, I mean, even the one that I wanted everybody to buy the other day that was 47 months, I liked it because of the profit angle.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to make 47%.
Yeah, that's huge. It's a
it,
little bit
it would
longer.
Have been a huge deal. And
I remember
so,
that one.
You know, different things affect every case.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as people look at this, it's just like, you know, you're going for, and how did you actually come up with the, because you've got, you know, you usually go like 30, I think is usually about the longest you'll go, 30 months. Because I know you've got these general guidelines that you that you kind of go by when you're analyzing these policies. How did you come up with that that 30-month term as a general rule?
We will even go 34 months. That's just normal because I don't think you're that sick if you know sometimes.
Yeah.
Or it's going to reoccur, or it hadn't reoccurred yet, but it's you're still on chemo, you're still on radiation. You know, if they've stopped all that, you're not serious.
Yeah.
You've got to be right in the middle of the cancer drugs.
Yeah. The point is not to just buy any old policy. The point is to have, you know, faster returns, faster maturity, so that people can take their profit, reinvest it into other policies, and kind of keep that whole cycle going.
That's right. We want that interest coming in. We want them to have recurring interest all year, every year.
Yeah.
And by keeping fully invested, I think we're doing a pretty good job. You have to wait for your maturities, yes, but they come around all the time. So if you're investing regularly, you're going to have maturities all the time, because a lot of people are in a lot of policies. I have that one client, and I'm going to say this on the air. He wants to have the most policies of anybody. He's getting close. I'll just tell him.
Really?
Really. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's been with me since 2013.
Wow.
Yes.
Jeez.
And he wants to have the most policies of anybody on earth. And he's working on it, let me tell you.
And this is how you decided to let him know.
Yeah, this is how I want to let him know. Because he always listens on Saturday morning. If he's out of town, he gets the archives. And if those archives aren't up to date, he raises the devil. Yeah, if they don't have those archives updated, then I hear about it. And then I call the station. I call everybody and say, look, you've got to get my archives up to date. What's wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll bring them forward in about a week.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. Anytime anybody's out of town, go to the archives. You can listen to the show if you miss it.
Yeah.
So that's something good to know. You can always go and listen to the show. and I have other people that travel, and they don't want to miss the trivia when they're camping. So, you know, they've got their computer there. They go back and, you know, they can listen when they're out of town and keep up. And that's it. Everybody wants to keep up.
Well, it's like you've got a ton of information. You know, I mean, it's like the difference between the information you had last week was one thing, and then to come back a week later and to be in the position that you're in now and to have the news and the breakthroughs that you had this week, it is a really big deal. It's a lot to keep up with, and it's important stuff, especially when it comes to people's money and when it comes to, you know, investing in people. Because look at this. You know, if you stop and think about it, a lot of people who are in the stock market, they're up every single night on the computer. They're online looking to see, you know, what the state of their portfolio is. With a life settlement, you don't have to do that. All you really, and you don't even have to, but all people really like to do, just because they like to, is to check in on Saturday mornings to see the updates. Other than that, they don't have to, you know, chase their tail all day every day, seeing if they've got anything left. Which is a much better way to invest. Not only is it great on your nerves, but it's great for entertainment value as well.
That's right. Well, and speaking of entertainment value, they've got this thing called Neighborhood West. And I signed up for it, didn't know what it was. It's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. They put everything in the world on there. You know, if something gets in their yard and they don't know what kind of an animal it is, you know, they put it on Neighborhood West. There was a bobcat in the neighborhood, and their security took pictures of it. So they posted the bobcat's picture. Yesterday, a lady was going out of town. She said, I do not want to rehome my animals, but I need somebody that would take them for 10 months. My husband's fixing to go to MD Anderson. And she listed the bunny rabbits, the ducks, cats, dogs, a ferret, I mean, everything. I mean, and this morning, I just had to see it this morning. This lady says, I don't know where these bunny rabbits come from, but I've got all these bunny rabbits. Would somebody come and take the bunny rabbits? I mean, oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
This is like the second best form of entertainment for you, aside from the
police
blotter.
It is. It's the best entertainment I ever had. And there's one other one I got to tell you about. These people got up early last week, and they were thinking about mowing the lawn. But they didn't mow it right away, but they put their lawnmower out by the curb. They're going to start out there by the street and come forward. And so they went in the house to, I guess, for coffee. I don't know. And they come back out in 30 minutes. Everything's gone. They said, oh my gosh, somebody stole the lawnmower, all the equipment. And they see these, lawn people down the street, about three houses. So they call the police. The police go down and they said, sure. They said they had put it out for trash day. And so we thought they wanted to throw it away. That's the best I'd heard all week. I mean, you know, it was trash pickup day, so they were Spanish, and so they just took them, said, well, they're going to give them away anyway. We'll just go ahead and relieve them of those. And the lady said, oh, my gosh. I had no idea they thought we were throwing them away. And she said, I'm sorry, police. I didn't mean to call on them. So the deal is, don't put your equipment out there on trash day.
Yeah.
you got to keep it in the house if it's trash day.
See, not only is it entertainment, but we learn something from you every Saturday.
That's right. Well, we have to have a little entertainment as we go along.
This is almost as good as the police blotter.
It is. I mean, I it may replace the police blotter. I mean, it's so good. You know? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's the story of Judge Roy Bean.
Ooh, okay, cool.
Do you remember him?
No.
Okay, Judge Roy Bean. He was the only law west of the Pecos. He was born in 1825 in Mason County, Kentucky.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's such a great story about him. I'd heard it all my life, but I just didn't know all the things he did. He was a saloon keeper as well as justice of the peace in Val Verde County. That's where he finally settled. And he would hold court. And there was a fine on everything he did. He didn't get away with anything he scored. Now, they swear that he sentenced two people to death during his time, but only one of them died. The other one ran away. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
That one escaped. But he was the youngest of five children. There was four other boys besides himself. And it seems like all of them got into the saloon business. So I don't know how that worked out. But at 16, he left home. He rode a flatbed to New Orleans. He was going to find work. And he was getting into trouble in New Orleans. So he fled to San Antonio to join his brother Sam, and who'd already migrated to Independence, Missouri. And so he started out as a teamster, a bullwhacker. He hauled freight to Santa Fe and then on to Chihuahua, Mexico. He fought in the Mexican-American War.
Really?
Yeah, he moved out of San Antonio with his brother, Roy, and joined him in 1848. So the first thing they did, they opened a trading post in Chihuahua. And soon after, Roy being shot and killed a Mexican desperado who had threatened to kill a gringo. So he escaped again. He was charged with murder by the Mexican authorities. So they fled west. They went to Sonora, Mexico. Then they moved to San Diego. So then he goes to live with his brother Joshua Bean. He was the first mayor of San Diego.
Really?
So again, he was mayor. So then he loved women. Old Bean loved women. So he was dating every woman he could find. You know, and they were giving him everything in the world. So there was a Scotchman. And the Scotchman, John Collins, challenged him to a pistol shooting match on a horseback. And they decided they would just shoot at each other.
Oh,
so they fought this duel in 1852. And, of course, old Collins got a wound to his right arm. And both of them were arrested and charged with assault with intent to murder. So O'Bean was in jail, and he received flowers and food and wine and cigars from all these women in San Diego.
Wow.
And the final gift he received was some knives that they encased in the tamales. And so he used the knives to dig through the cell wall and escape. So then he runs down to San Gabriel, California. He became a bartender in his brother's saloon. Then his brother was murdered.
Oh.
So he inherited the saloon. So this young woman that was going to get married to that guy, she was subsequently she was kidnapped and forced to marry a Mexican officer. So Bean again challenged the groom to a duel and killed him. So six of the dead men's friends put Bean on a horse and said, we're going to hang you, brother. So they tied a noose around his neck. And then when the horse moved, the rope stretched, and he wasn't hung. But till the day he died, he had a rope burn on his neck and a stiff neck for the rest of his life.
Oh, I bet. Wow.
Yeah. So the bride is the one that gave him the knife to get him loose. She was hiding behind a tree and saved his life. So then he said, I think I'm leaving California. So he went to New Mexico again to live with Sam. And he was the first sheriff of Donna Ana County.
Really?
And oh, yeah. So Sam and Roy Bean operated the saloon, of course, on Main Street in Pinto Altas. And to this day, there is a cannon that belonged to Roy Bean in front of that store. And it was used also to repel an Apache attack.
Really?
Yeah. So then you come down to the Civil War. And the Confederate Army had invaded New Mexico. And during the Battle of Glorieta Pass, the Confederates lost their supply wagon. And they were forced to retrieve to San Antonio. So old Bean took some money out of his brother's safe and said, you know, I'm going to join the retreating army. So for the remainder of the war, he ran a blockade. He ran the naval blockade, and he hauled cotton from San Antonio to the British ships. And he hauled them to Matamoros, and then he'd bring other supplies back. So for 20 years, Bean lived in San Antonio. But he was so crooked that, you know, everybody knew him, how crooked he was. So then he was going to run a firewood business.
Oh, geez.
And cut down his neighbor's timber to get the lumber. So then he was going to run a dairy. But he was caught watering down the milk. So then he says, I'm going to become a butcher. So he rustled unbranded cattle from all the ranchers.
Wow.
So everybody said, this guy is so bad. So in 1866, he married an 18-year-old girl called Virginia Chavez. And he was arrested within a year for aggravated assault and threatening his wife.
Wow.
So, yeah, and in the meantime, he has four children. He was living in a poverty-stricken Mexican slum called Beanville. And these guys said, you know, we got to get Bean out here. He is so crooked. And he was operating a saloon. And so they said, we're going to give you $900, and we're getting you out of town.
Wow.
And we've had it. But we don't want any more of this. So then they get him out of town, and he moves to Texas. And he's going west. You know, so then he gets out there in the country, and, you know, he had a tent. He started out with that. He got him a tent, some supplies, and 10 55-gallon barrels of whiskey.
So, oh, Lord.
So he gets him a small saloon near the Pecos River in a little tent, and it was Vinegarone. And there was 8,000 railroad workers nearby. And so, you know, he had it going.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to stop illegal activity, and a Texas Ranger requested that a local law be set up in Vinegaroon. And, of course, you know who it was. Justice of the Peace was old Bean. And his first case was brought in Joe Bell. And he said, well, let's shoot up the saloon of my competitor. I mean, you don't got to get the competitor out of the way. So then he turned the saloon into a part-time courtroom.
Oh, geez.
And began calling himself the only law west of the Pecos. And he had one law book. And he made it against the law for anybody to bring any newer law books into court. He would use them for kindling. He didn't allow hung juries or appeals.
Wow.
And the jurors were always from his best bar customers, uh-huh. And they had to buy a drink every time court recessed. So, you know, he had some unusual rulings.
Yeah. Wow.
And there was an Irishman named Paddy O'Rourke, and he shot a Chinese laborer. So during the trial, a mob of about 200 Irishmen surrounded the courtroom, threatening to lynch O'Bean if O'Rourke was not freed.
Oh.
So Beam looks through his law book, and he rules. Homicide was the killing of a human being. However, he could find no law against killing a Chinaman. So railroad construction by this time had moved farther westward. So Beam again moved his courtroom and saloon 700 miles to Sanderson, Texas. He sent for his children, and they lived with him at the saloon.
Really?
And young Sam slept on the pool table. I mean, you know, and then a competitor got a hold of Bean's whiskey, put kerosene in it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So Bean left there, and he moved to Eagle's Nest, west of the Pecos River, which was named Langtree.
Wow.
And that's where he became so famous, was in Langtree. And the original owner of the land ran a saloon, and it sold 640 acres to the railroad. And no part of that land now could be sold or leased to Bean. And, of course, it was O'Rourke, the Irishman. And he said, well, Bean, here's what we'll do. We'll use the railroad right away, and it's not covered by the contract. So for 20 years, Bean squatted on the land he had no legal right to, and he named his new saloon the Jersey Lily in honor of Lily Langtree.
Oh.
And he never got to meet her. That was his one goal in life, to meet Lily Langtree. And in her autobiography, she said she visited it, and he had already died.
Oh.
But she did send him a pair of Colt 45 pistols.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Langtree didn't have a jail. But they used a large oak tree with a heavy log chain served as the jail.
Oh, Lord. So just tied them to a tree.
They tied them to a tree.
Oh, boy.
All cases were settled by fines. And Bean refused to send any of the money to the state. He kept all the fines, kept all the money. And if you couldn't pay, you know, you had to go over there and be tied to the tree and chained to the tree.
And this is all true? Are you
this
sure?
This is all true. Oh, my gosh. What a guy. And he did a lot more things that I don't even have time to tell you about. But, you know, they made movies about him, wrote books about him. People named their restaurants Judge Roy Beans. And, you know, he was bigger than life. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Judge Roy Bean was the most careful figure in those days. You know, I loved it the way he fined people, you know. The other thing about marriage, he performed all these marriages, and it was $5 to marry you. Then a guy complained. He said, I'm just not getting along with that gal. It just wasn't meant to be. Well, he said, for $10, I'll give you a divorce. Oh, my gosh. And one guy died, and they fined him for being dead.
Can you do that?
Well, back then, you could do anything you were big enough to do.
Wow.
And old Bean did it. I mean, he was the only law there.
Wow.
So if you couldn't pay your fine, you were in trouble. If you made him mad, you were in trouble. But he loved women, and women loved him. My
wow.
gosh.
What an interesting person. Jeez.
If we had anybody that interesting nowadays in a different way, wouldn't it make things fun?
Oh, Lord. What did you say? Interesting in a different way?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you couldn't operate out of a saloon unless you were, you know, way, way down in South Texas. But, I mean, you know, he just had his guns there, and he had his the guys that came into his saloon, and they made the law. And I loved it because he said, I'm not allowing any new law books in here at all.
Wow.
We've got one law book, and that's all we're going to use.
He made it against the law to bring in other law books.
That's right. And everything they did, he kept all the money. I don't know what he's worth the time he died, but he ran it for himself, for his profit. And the railroad provided him lots of people. You know, they'd get drunk, do something. Well, shoot, the fines were on.
Yeah.
And it was against the law to have boxing in Texas back then.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. So he found a little island, and he staged a boxing match. Yeah, an island out in the Rio Grande. It was illegal in Texas then. And, you know. But he did do some good before he died. When he got older, he was helping the poor. He made sure the local schoolhouse always had firewood.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, and he was buried at the Texas Museum in Del Rio, Texas, is where he's buried.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a historical marker there and says Law West of the Pecos and tells all about Bean.
Wow. This sounds like a Kevin Costner movie, to be honest.
Yeah, and, you know, they've made movies of him, but I think they ought to make another one and do all of the stuff from here to Matamoros and then all the years he spent in California and the duels he had and husbands that were mad at him, and you know, and the women that were in love with him, and but none of them ever caught him. You know, he had all those women friends that he was in love with, so to speak, but he escaped.
So to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. You know.
I love how you qualify different portions of this story.
We got to qualify what was going on. You know. Oh, man.
Wow. And this is all the same person.
This is all the same person. Can you imagine being hung and the, being stretched out and surviving it?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
But he had the scars to prove.
Stiff. Yeah, his neck was stiff the rest of his life over that.
Oh, wow.
But it didn't faze him. He kept going.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at one person that there's one actual person that can do all these things in all these different places.
That's right. That did this many different things. That's him.
I don't know anybody who's even half that interesting.
I don't know if anybody's as interesting as Judge Roy Bean.
No.
You know, we've done a lot of things, but I don't think we've ever had anybody quite as interesting as him.
Wow. I think I ate at a barbecue place once called Judge Bean's, but I don't know if it was the same one or not.
Well, and here in Dallas, they had a place called Judge Roy Bean's, and it was open for many years. I don't know why it closed, but maybe it was a sign of the times or the location, but I know we used to go there. And it was quite a place.
It's quite a place.
It's quite a place.
From quite a fella.
That's right. Yes.
Wow. Oh, my. Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about. You always bring interesting stuff and interesting stories on Saturday morning.
That's right. Well, we got to have something interesting.
Well, that's just changed my whole day, I'll tell you. I did not expect to hear that. Wow. That's awesome. This is Your Money. Bagby, your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. 877-588-3330. AmericanFinancialMidland.com is our website.
Whew, it's going to take a while for all that to sink in.
All right. Well, you see there?
So we're talking about, before trivia, talking about new investors coming in and getting involved in life settlements. There are a couple of things that they need to know. First of all, obviously, if people are looking at this and saying, you know, this might be something that really interests me, what they should know on the investment side is that basically people are investing in a life insurance policy. People sell policies all the time for different reasons. The only ones that you get, though, are stage 4 cancer. And so that's, first of all, that's the entire foundation of the investment, right?
That's right. If they don't have stage 4 cancer, we cannot do it. Because these are people that have IRAs, retirement money, and they want to turn this money. So naturally, we're trying to do a faster policy than a lot of people do. A lot of people will do 7, 10 years.
Yeah.
Mutual funds will, and we won't. And so we want to do, you know, a short-term turnaround where we can turn that and get their interest for them.
Yeah. There are, though, three major risks that people need to know up front. And it's really interesting. We call them risks, and they are, because there's risks in everything you do. You say that all the time. But when people kind of look at, you know, the three big ones, because people are always waiting, you know, this is wonderful news. This is a great investment. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so with that said, it's all kind of relative. They really don't seem all that terribly bad, because first of all, to do a life settlement, you've got to be accredited. And that means
you must be worth $1 million without your home, or you've got to make $200,000 a year. So in order to qualify, you've got to be one or the other. Either you've got to make $200,000 or you've got to be worth $1 million without your home. So that's the first thing. The second thing is it's not liquid during that time. If you have an investment, it's not, you can't spend that money till they actually pass away. So you need to know that. I think everybody knows that. You're not going to get paid till the end of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is, if a life insurance company ever went under, it would take a little longer to get your money. And that's why we try to do the biggest companies in America. That's why our risk is almost zero, because these are huge, huge companies.
Yeah, and that's really important because we're talking about a lot of money, and people, you know, I mean, you have to know, you know, that things are safe, things are mapped out, there's regulations involved. It's not some guy in his garage, you know, trying to buy and sell policies or anything like that. You're dealing with actual, real A-rated companies, the best of the best. So there's a great
we check every company out, by the way. And see what their rating is, and we put the rating on the information we send out. So we want everybody to know their rating and you know how much they're worth.
You had mentioned that you're coming to Midland next week. Do you have availability for new people to come in? I know you've got a lot of appointments already set up, but for people to come
yes,
see
you,
yes,
we will take time. I am seeing some new people this next week, so they need to call, make the appointment. Because other people have already made some appointments.
Perfect. All right. So
one
last time.
We want to get that done.
What is your phone number for people to call in and make the appointment?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. I'm getting crazy. And it's AmericanFinancialMidland.com is our website.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.